Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoked. Get started. Get started. Get started. Get started. Get started. Let's get it started. Ha. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Ha. Let's get it started in here.
Moe, Carla mornings on B96. Moe, Carla, and Ahmad, as Carla has now nicknamed him, not Ahmad the Amazing, but
Ahmad the Absent.
Ahmad the Absent. Show starts at 5:30. It's 7:04. We have yet to see Ahmad today.
Yes, Ahmad the abnormally late.
Yeah, you know what? It happens once in a while to the best of us, right? So Ahmad takes the train from Uptown here into the Loop, and he fell asleep.
But that's okay. He should almost be here, right?
He's pretty close. They woke him up at 95th and Dan Ryan, and he had to switch to the other side and make his way back. But we were going to try and get him on the phone again, but he said that he's underground and he's at Jackson, so he should be here pretty quickly.
Oh, he's so close.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll get him here pretty quickly, and then we'll move on with our lives. But good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, yay. We made it to the end of the week, whether you walked here or you crawled here.
Yeah, we made it, and there's some warm weather this weekend, which we're very excited about. Though it's been a little bit cold this week, which played a role, I have to admit, to you, Carla. You know how I've been doing I am doing an adult learn to row class.
Yes.
Like, row, row, row your boat.
Yeah, you've mentioned this a few times.
With the Lincoln Park Boat Club, and we row in the Lincoln Park Lagoon. And I paid for this class. And I was looking, and I was like, this is not last night, but the night before. I was looking at it, and I was like, it is too cold. I do not want to do this. I do not want to be in the water rowing in the cold. And so I flaked on the class that I bought.
Moog.
I know.
Wait. Okay. You also missed the first class.
So I missed the first one because we had a work thing that night.
So you went to the second class.
So I went. So I've been to
three
in between.
Okay.
I think there's been five. I think I've been to three.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not very good for something you paid for.
It's not the best odds.
You can't just skip it. How long is this course?
It's like 3.5 weeks or something like that total.
If you keep missing one a week,
then I'm going to be so far behind.
Yeah.
I know.
Plus, you paid for it.
I know, and I did pay for it. It's just, it's so cold, and the other night I was just like not feeling it. Yeah. I had worked out in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, rowing is a workout.
But you signed up for this.
But I signed up and I paid for it. Yeah.
You signed up for this, you paid for it. Why would you not go?
I know. You've done this before. I'm sure you've done something like this. You start all kinds of hobbies.
There's
no way that you're doing all of them with the fullest commitment.
But I show up. The only way that I don't show up is if I forget, not because I don't want to. And I do forget a lot.
Okay, give me an example.
Pilates.
Pilates. You pay for Pilates and then don't go.
I sign up for the classes and then I don't go. And then every time I don't go, they charge you $30.
They charge you?
Yeah.
For missing a class?
Yeah, because classes get so full that they want that space to go to someone else.
But you're already paying. What does it matter?
Right. That's what I say.
That's a little crookery.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
You know what? That's what you're shaming me for, not going to my class. I'm not getting charged.
No. I'm going because I'm like, I completely forget. And I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I forgot. Now I'm getting charged $30. You are not going because you don't want to.
That's true.
You're flaking because you're like, oh, it's cold.
What do you mean? Okay, you try being on a boat on the water when it's cold AF and you can't like wear like heavy clothes. Because you have to wear moisture wicking stuff.
Because you're getting wet.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's wet. Come on.
Well, you're the one who signed up for the class like when you knew it wasn't going to be warm yet.
I knew it was going to be May, yeah.
Sign up in the summer then.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But we all do it.
Everybody's done this. 877-591-9696. What did you pay for and just not do?
Either because you didn't want to or because you forgot.
You were like, maybe, you know, in my case, it's like a hobby, it's recreational, trying to be active kind of thing. And then I was like, oh, no, that sounds awful tonight.
Because every day, husbands are having you make plans or you buy tickets to something on the day of, you're like, ooh,
that sounds awful. 877-591-9696. What did you pay for and then just didn't do?
Not go.
We want to hear from you. It's Moe and Carla Mornings, B96. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings. Wondering, who has spent money on something and then they didn't do it?
Yeah, you know, it gets all of us. Sometimes we're in a different mood than we were when we booked our plans.
Yeah, sometimes things just don't go according to plan. Sometimes you got great ideas, like Emily in Buffalo Grove. So it was a sunset cruise that you booked. And what happened?
Yeah, so I was with my girlfriend. We were like on a trip ready to go. We were in Portugal. And It was awesome. We were like dressed up. We were all ready. It said like there was going to be like, a picture vibe, and we were all dressed up. And then we get there and there was like 100 people in line. Like it was a family, just like a completely different vibe than what we were going for. And we felt out of place, and we were like, we're dressed up. Even though we paid money for this, let's just go and grab dinner somewhere else. So we ended up just walking away, and we went to a really awesome dinner. But
so you had a nice dinner
on our end.
But it wasn't a nice sunset cruise.
No.
Yes.
Okay, wait, Emily, you know what this reminds me of? This is like if you and your friends want to go on a boat, like at the playpen, but you accidentally booked the architecture boat tour. Isn't that what happened?
That is literally could not describe it any better. I was like, this is giving the water taxi that like you would take. It is not what we wanted. But we had a good night anyway.
You had a good time anyway. You know what? Sometimes we just waste money.
Yeah, sometimes we pay for the wrong thing. No refunds is real.
I love that. Thank you for that story, Emily, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Lisette's in Maywood. And what's the thing that you spent money on and then didn't do?
So I was trying to be nice for my husband for Christmas, and he complains a lot about back pain. So I'm like, so what better way to, help him out by getting him a massage? So I literally got him a gift card for $500.
Ooh.
And he's yet to use it, and it's been over 5 years.
What? Oh. A $500 massage gift card? Is the place still open?
Yes. Well, yes, it's that massage parlor. It's like everywhere. MV, I think it's called.
Massage MV, okay. Yeah. Listen, Lisette, send that care of John Moog, 180 North Stetson, Suite 1000. I'll use that thing up immediately. I can't believe it. 5 years ago, you bought him a massage certificate, and he's yet to use it. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I always tell him, like, I'll book the appointments for you. I'll do everything. Just go. He tells me, he's like, I'm too tired to go. I'm like, well, that's the point.
Right.
Yeah, go. You can even fall asleep while you're there.
At this point, Lisette, take it for yourself.
Yeah.
Go honestly, get yourself a nice massage.
I think I will, because I had checked it not too long ago to see if it's still valid. And yeah, crazy enough, it's still valid.
Yeah, I'm glad it's still valid. Don't lose out on that thing. When does it expire?
Well, they told me it doesn't necessarily expire. They have no expiration date.
Okay, that's good.
No, but see, that's not good, because then you're going to keep putting it off and putting it off.
And then there's going to be that story that's like, Massage Envy closes all locations.
And you're like, no, please.
Hopefully not, obviously. Well, go get that money.
Yeah, but I might use it for myself now.
Yeah.
I don't think your husband's going to notice or care.
No, he won't.
All right, Lisette, thank you for the story. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right.
We're live on Instagram right now, and somebody said, like, the gym membership that I pay for and never use.
Oh, my God. You know what? I fully believe that every gym stays in business by people who don't go.
Yeah. It's not those of us that are in there. It's those of us that are not.
Those lights are being paid for by ghosts.
Yeah, by everybody who signed up in January.
Yep. All those January 1sters. All right. Coming up at 7:30, a brand new entry in the diary today. We'll see what the latest is with our girl. As we've left her, she had gotten in a fight with the new guy that she's seeing, Jake. And he was coming over to hash it out.
To fix the argument. But also, she's just gotten off the phone with her mom, who let her know that she was talking to her ex a lot.
Yeah. I have breaking news, Carla.
Breaking news. What is it?
Breaking Moog and Carla Mornings News.
What?
Ahmad the Amazing. Has arrived.
Welcome.
At 7:15 and 32 seconds on May the 15th.
Why would you say the time?
Welcome, Ahmad the Amazing. So if you're just joining the show this morning, Ahmad fell asleep on the red line.
And was woken up by a stranger? Or
woken
a
up at the end of the line at 95th and Dan Ryan.
It was one of the CTA cleaners. They were like, can you move your feet? You can't sleep on the train, bro. Very embarrassing. You can still see the do-rag lines on my forehead. That's how good I was sleeping.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Well, at least you're rested today, huh?
I guess so.
Right, well, welcome, Ahmad. You're no longer Ahmad the Absent, as we had renamed you.
Oh. Is that what y'all were saying?
Yes, yeah. Amadi absent.
And unfortunately,
now.
Molly is up and knows. She's watching us on Instagram Live at B96 Chicago.
So. Well, great.
Everyone on the live was saying that you were working behind the scenes.
Sure, sure.
I love the Mafia.